Okay, it's Friday, and the Lord is on the throne, and prayer still changes things.
Amen.
Yeah, glory to God. Oh, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Father, thank you in the sweet name of Jesus for revealed knowledge from your word. Oh, my, thereby, that's the reason that your written word is final authority in our lives. Your word is trustworthy, and we trust in you and lean not to our own understandings. Thank you for your wisdom in these teachings. We praise you and thank you for it today. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Class, let's go back to the book of Hebrews. I want to show you something there. Now, we saw that he inherited his name, but I want to slip over here. This first chapter of Hebrews reveals what the Lord God said when he raised him from the dead. It's all in there. Starting with verse 5. And goes all the way down and continues there. The 14th verse ending with talking about angels. Verse 5, unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten, there it is, he's the firstborn, we're joint heirs. He brought in the first begotten into the world. He saith, let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels, he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. But unto the Son, he said, now these are the words he said. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens that are works of thine hands, they'll perish, but you remain. Thou shalt wax old as does a garment. As a vesture you shall fold them up, and they'll be changed. You are the same, thy years shall not fail. But unto which of the angels said at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that are heirs unto salvation? Whew. Amen.
Amen.
Now, in the second chapter, verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. We see Jesus,
yes,
who was made a little lower than the angel. Well, of course, Satan is a fallen angel. Jesus said, hell was not created for men, but for the devil and his angels.
Yes.
We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Now, I was praying and seeking the Lord, particularly when it came to do homegoing services. I don't like the word funeral. They're homegoing services. But look at that. He has tasted death for every man.
Right.
Well, so you can't taste it when you're done. You can't see it when you're done. You can't feel it when you're done. And you can't hear it because you don't die. Right. Only your body. Right. Now the man, he was my captain when I was flying co-pilot on the Oral Roberts Evangelistic airplane. Bob DeWeese. Man, he could fly. He could pray. I mean, he said, you come to my room today, I want you to help me pray about something. So we went in there and he shut the door on that hotel room. And he fell down on his knees and he began to pray in the Spirit. And I tell you, I better get down here too. He had a heart attack. And I won't go into all of it. He's playing handball, but anyway. And he said, now this is what he told me later. He said, suddenly, well, he and his wife were together, and he and Charlotte were telling me the story, and Gloria. He said, suddenly, I was in the most beautiful place I'd ever seen, on a small road. And I looked to either side, and he said, there's a fence on each side. And he said, I walked over there. He said, it looked like hand-carved mahogany. And he said, I looked up, and he said, I could see the lights. And he said, I'm home. He said, Kenneth, my legs, he's in heaven. He said, I realized where I was, and he said, I started for home. And he said, I began to run. He said, my legs had so much power. He was not aware he did not have a physical body. He was in heaven. And he said, then I became very sluggish. And then I could hear, in the name of Jesus. And he said, and all of a sudden, he said, I popped back in my body. He was at the City of Faith. And he said, I popped in my body. And Charlotte said, you want me to tell you what he said? And they were laying hands on him in the name of Jesus. She said, did he say, Charlotte, thank you for saving my life? No. He said, Charlotte, what did you do that for? See, Jesus tasted death for him. He didn't even know it. He said, I had no remembrance of it. He said, my legs were so strong and powerful, I began to run. And he said, I started getting sluggish. They prayed him back in. So Jesus tasted death for him. He didn't taste of it. He got back in his body and he didn't like it. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So now, his name was conferred upon him. Now, we read that earlier, but let's go back and see that now again in the book of Philippians, in the second chapter, in verse 9, wherefore God also hath exalted him and given him his name, which is above every name that is named. So he inherited his name. His name was conferred upon him. Now, the power in his name, the power in his name. We know there's power in the name. That's what Peter said. Yes. Faith in the name. Yes. All right. We can look several places, but let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 3. The 16th verse. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh and justified in the Spirit. When was he manifest in the flesh? In Bethlehem. Amen? When was he justified in the Spirit? In hell. He's the first one to ever be born again from death to life. Amen. So there it is, right there. And now, Matthew 28, 18. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, this one. Oh, hey, he's joint heir, correct?
Yes.
Verse 19, verse 70, when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power, that word power, look it up, authority. All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. What does the word lo mean? Wow. In the Greek text. And wow. I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Wow. And then Mark 16. Now, this recently has become exceedingly powerful and interesting. I learned lo from Rick Renner, our Greek scholar. Now, when you put Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John together, and you look at the end time. Well, he said all these things. So if you put them, you need to put them all together and take from that everything he said right there at the last moment. What Luke recorded that blessed me, because years and years ago, the Lord showed me that the first thing any human heard was the blessing of God. Then it became the blessing of Abraham. And then you follow that blessing, 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 blessing. Then it went widespread, and I thought, that's what this book is all about. You read the Ten Commandments, and I paraphrase, he said, I'm giving these to you so I can bless you. I'll remember your sins no more for my sake. Well, if he remembered our sins, he couldn't bless us. Then the Beatitudes. Blessing, 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 blessing. Well, in the book of Luke, the last thing there that Jesus said and did, Luke's long-winded like I am. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. He left here blessing. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them, carried into heaven, and they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. But look at this. Now, the last chapter of the book of Mark, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name. Ha, ha, ha. In my name. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. In my name they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These signs, S-I-G-N, you can write your name. I've seen places where they said, put your name, just write your name for us. Well, now, in that case, like on my aircraft physical, on that case, I write Kenneth Max Copeland, my entire name. But that's not my signature. Kenneth Copeland is not my signature. My signature is K.M. Copeland. That's my signature. That's the way I sign a check. That's what's on my credit card. K.M. Copeland. That's my signature. These signatures. Lay hands on the sick. Well, I'll tell you what, this just fired me up until I lay my hands on someone and I'm just going to say, okay, God, sign your name here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Rick Renner. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yes. Just sign this for me. Glory to God. These signatures shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. My signature is valid. My signature, my checks will cash. Glory to God. I put my signature on you when you asked me to be your Lord and Savior. And I recreated your spirit, saith the Lord. I recreated your whole spiritual being. And then when you yielded to me and gave me your tongue and allowed me to give you utterance, and vikram inunu blisto stote telelomungan glanedeglistesi seki. My signature then came into a place where you could leave the weakness of your natural prayer life and your natural words in your mind and just with all belonging, because you're in the family. You are named after me. So you have the same signature in the Spirit that I have. And as you speak in the Spirit, then divine secrets can go between your spirit and mine. And then you can touch my heart and I'll give you those divine secrets and you'll have my wisdom in things wherewith you need that, wherewith you need that wisdom. And you call me Lord and I say, thank you. and I call you child. I call you my brother and my sister, for I'm not ashamed to be called your brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we are blood kin. Because we have a blood covenant between us in the precious blood of the Savior. And that His name, that name of Jesus, of the tribe of Judah, on the blessing mountain and the curse mountain, Ebal and Gerizim, the tribe of Judah was on the blessed mountain. Jesus of the tribe of Judah. The Apostle Paul was of the tribe of Benjamin, the 12 tribes. 12 tribes of Israel and 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he has, I heard this a few days ago. He has signed off on us. He's given us His name. He's given us His inheritance. And now He's given us His signature. I don't know why it took me, if it hadn't been for Rick Rieger, I wouldn't know it now. I've read that for over 50 years, and I just, how much time do I have, Tim? This time to, back in the day, Bob Nichols is a local pastor here, and they had redone a small post office, local post office, and turned it into a church. And then later, a larger church, but anyway, I won't go into that. And Brother Hagin was preaching there, and we came in. We'd been on the road. We came in, and both of us tired. I had sprained my ankle, but I said, Gloria, come on, let's go over there to Bob's. Brother Hagin's there. We're going to be a little late, but let's go in there. Saw the swinging doors out front. Came in the front door, and then there was two swinging doors that went in the congregation. We walked in there. There was a woman swung those doors open. I mean, we just stopped right there. She said, I have been healed for 2,000 years, and I just now found out about it, and turned around and went back inside. Woo! She found out about it, glory. And I just found out about His signature, glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isn't it wonderful? We found, whoa, I'm telling you, wait till we get in a prayer line. But this is on the street, too. This is it. He'll sign it wherever you will put a hand on somebody. Amen. Father, thank you for this week. We praise you and we thank you for it. In the sweet name of Jesus, amen. We'll be back in just a moment. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Whoa, glory be to God. And I learned from Brother Hagin, I've been redeemed from the curse of death. And a little before Christmas of the next year, we were debt free!
Join us for the Omaha Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, October 27th through the 29th. Register today at kcm.org/omaha.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry. To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.
Brother Copeland has taught us that faith needs corresponding action. That simply means you prove your faith by doing what God tells you to do. Today is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to sow in response to the word that you've heard. The principle of faith and corresponding action can be applied to every area of life, including our finances. For instance, Take a look at 6:30, Luke 6:38, and it says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be met back to you again." Choose to agree with what Luke 6:38 says about you in the Word of God. Apply corresponding action by sowing your seed, then call in your harvest. For 55 years, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have preached the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. And those voices include books, downloads, the Victory Channel, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, magazines, social media, the website, meetings, Eagle Mountain International Church, and Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and we are still growing. Partners, thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness in sowing into and praying for Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Let me pray over your offering right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word said, "Give and it shall be given." And our partners are so faithful to give. And now we're coming into agreement with them and believing with them for the harvest, a mighty harvest, a huge multiplied harvest of increase in their lives to take care of every need that they have according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen.
He has given us His name, which is above every name that's named, and He has signed off on us. Isn't that just wonderful and glorious? Praise God. So, we'll see you next week. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and all of our class, to all of you around the world, God loves you. Say it. God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord. Yes, He is. Glory to God, and He has a name.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for your abundant harvest. To sow your financial seed, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Go online to kcm.org/giveonline or call 877-615-4267. Your giving has helped send the word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle.